Tens of thousands of COSATU members joined workers across the globe today as they took to the streets to mark World Day for Decent Work. COSATU held marches across the country to highlight a number of socio-economic issues. They include the job crisis, an end to e-tolls and labour brokers, and better public transport. The marches were joined by taxi associations as well. South Africa is facing its biggest economic crisis since the world recession in 2008, with more than 100,000 jobs expected to be lost this year. On the line, we have COSATU's Dumisani Dakile. Good afternoon and welcome, Dumisani.
Good afternoon to you and to the listeners.
Hope you're having a good day so far.
Yeah, it has been just a good day so far. Just tired now.
Okay. Now tell me, Dumisani, why did you not join the march last week when Unite Against Corruption took to the streets? Why this separate march?
I think we are not in competition with anyone. We're not invited to that march.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even told about that particular march. We just read from it through the press. So it had nothing to do with us.
Now, what were the issues that were highlighted in today's march?
Well, the issues that were raised today were demanding for decent work, and we're also demanding an end to labor brokering. We're demanding an end to casualization of workers. We're demanding the public transport system. We're demanding the national minimum wage. We're also demanding that the banks must invest in the productive sectors of the economy, then for them to just keep money as surplus, that they are not investing back to the economy. And we're also demanding an end to retrenchment by a number of companies that have intended to retrench workers.
Now, are you satisfied with the numbers of marches that turned up today?
No, we're quite well satisfied with the response that we've received today.
What numbers are we looking at, Dumisani, about?
Well, I haven't counted. We are still waiting for the affiliates to provide us the breakdown on the each has been managed to be able to bring to the march. So any number that I will be giving you, it will just be a speculation, and I don't want to deal with speculation.
No problem. You handed over a memorandum. What was the gist of the demands as set out in the memorandum?
Well, basically, as I've indicated, this is an end to retrenchment. As we have seen, Telkom having issued notices and already have embarked upon what is called voluntary retrenchment. We also went to the Department of Labor, where we then raised the issues of the end on the banning of the labor brokers and casualization of the workers in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's quite interesting if you look in terms of the labor brokers and casuals. It is not any other race except blacks who are casualized. It's not any other race, but it's blacks that are being made to be labor brokers. So it's a continuation of the apartheid system in the labor market of South Africa that we're demanding an end to. But then we then also went to the banks. One, if you look at our banks, all of them in particular are no longer with South African banks. The offices are no longer with in South Africa, are somewhere in London, in New York, which are the banks that have been built through the blood and the sweat of the South Africans. If you look at the profits that they are generated through those banks, are not allowed back to the country to generate more revenue for the country, not to generate more jobs into the country. So we're demanding that the banks must end that kind of operation. But we're also demanding an end to the evictions that we have seen that are orchestrated by the banks. If you look in South Africa, for example, on yearly basis, not less than 10,000 workers, their houses have been repossessed precisely because of retrenchments that are taking place. Some of these workers, they will have paid more than 10 to 12 years of their bonds. But once they default in a month or two, the banks are repossessing those particular houses and they have been sold next to nothing. And we are saying that thing must come to an end. We have also went to the Premier to demand the public transport system. We're demanding an end to the e-tolling system in South Africa, and in Gauteng in particular. We finally went to the Chamber of Mines in relation to the current waste issue that is taking place there, that the directors and the CEOs of the mining sector, they're earning millions of rand on annual basis, while workers are earning peanuts. But when workers have to receive an increase, They're being told that the price of gold is low, the price of all the metals is low. Hence, you see also a strike that is taking place in the coal sector currently. But also the mining sector is also indicated intention to return to workers. So we're demanding that intention must be reversed.
Now, are more such action planned for the next couple of weeks, Dumisane?
Well, we are going to review the action today. We'll also be waiting for the response from all those people that have handed over the memorandums. We'll then plan accordingly going forward. But what it was today, it was just a launch of a rolling mass action. So just watch the space, much more actions are coming on the way.
Now, just how important is protest action such as the one COSATU held today?
I haven't heard you. What are you saying?
I said, just how important are protest action like the ones that COSATU held today?
Well, they're quite very critical. If COSATU is not going to raise these issues, who else will raise these issues?
And on the final note here, on a lighter note rather, can COSATU lend some strikers to Bafana?
Yes, definitely. We've got plenty of strikers. We have indicated to SAFA that if they need strikers for them so that they can be able to win matches, they must come to us. We've got sharp strikers that can be able to score goals.
Thanks so much, Dumisane Dakile, for talking to us about COSATU's march today. You have a wonderful evening, sir.
Thanks. Let the listeners also have a wonderful evening.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Dumisane Dakile talking about COSATU's march today, where tens of thousands came out across the globe as well to mark World Day of Decent Work. And nice of him there to, take up our last funny question there. Took it in his stride. It might have been offside.